The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&G Healthcare. And joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fellow, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services, Director of Quality Assurance, also at A&T Healthcare. Ann, could you give our listening audience of WTBQ a good morning greeting?
Good morning, everyone. It's great
Ann,
to be here.
Ann, you're getting better each week. I love it. I love it. Time is perfect. And joining us this morning, we have two wonderful guests. The first one I'm going to introduce is Margaret Onady. Margaret Onady is the president of A&T Healthcare. You heard that correctly. She's in here in the studio. We didn't know if she was going to make it because she's a president and things happen. I know I was asked when I called in to promote the program this morning. That's what Taylor was asking me. I said, when you're a president, things happen. But Margaret, we're so happy to have you on Health Matters. Could you give our listening audience of WTBQ a good morning greeting?
Good morning, everyone. And early happy Mother's Day to everyone
that's
today.
You got it. You got it. And also in the studio with it is Margaret's husband, Pat Onady, who's also one of the vice presidents at A&T Healthcare. And Pat was on earlier in the month, or I shouldn't say earlier in the month, but last month, you know, talking about it. So this is his second time on Health Matters. So, Pat, say good morning to our listening audience at WTBQ.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, that's great. One of the things at A&T Healthcare, we're a home healthcare agency. We have offices in Newburgh, Kingston, Mount Kisco, New Jersey, and New York City. Our corporate office is in New City, New York. As we always say, we at A&T Healthcare, we're very honored to be broadcasting every Thursday morning on health-related matters. And as I say, we're not controversial, contentious, or confrontational. However, we are engaging, informative, and it certainly would be entertaining, okay, just so we learn stuff. But we do accept any questions that you may have. We have a very good topic today. You're talking about the start of A&T Healthcare. I know we talked it's Mother's Day. It's this Sunday. And, you know, Margaret's going to share with us, you know, how her mother, Toni Bamington, started A&T Healthcare. It's a very interesting story. And as I've been saying now, is that not only I always say that your mother was a visionary starting it over, was it 32 years ago? Was it? Or I'm losing track. I mean,
yeah, 1984,
okay.
32 years ago.
Not only was she a visionary, but I want to say she was a pioneer because this is all the stuff that was formulating and a lot that's going on now. That's what's present. The phone number for calling in is 845-651-1110. That's 845 area code, 651-1110. And thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. Before we get started with the show, a couple of little things. Cinco de Mayo is today.
Yes.
That's great.
Cinco de Mayo
is today. I know. I can't wait for dinner tonight. Ann has a nice special going and all that, so that'll be we went shopping last night, and it'll be great. But you know what else is today? Believe it or not, we never planned this, but May 5th is World Health Hygiene Day. That means clean
World Hand hygiene day.
Whoa. Oh, boy. I gotta read this closely.
Absolutely. And it's about cleaning your hands often. And we talk about it all the time.
And your mother was right. That's talking about Mother's Day. Your mother said, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Go ahead, Ann. Tell us about it.
And we do. We talk about it a lot on the show about preventing the spread of germs and viruses. And hand washing is paramount to that. And so the World Health Organization has designated today the World Hand Hygiene Day, washing your hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizer. And even my 4-year-old grandson will say to me, Nana, this is to kill the germs.
That's right. Hey, I started with infection control, so please, right. That was a cornerstone of good infection control.
But
so.
Washing your hands is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of infections and colds and viruses and flus and so on. And then we do talk about that all the time on the show. It is the number one way to stop the spread of germs, and it is important to clean your hands often and clean your hands for safe health care. When should I wash my hands? Before eating, before, during, and after preparing food. Remember, if you're cutting up poultry or meats, you want to wash your hands afterwards. Wash your utensils, your cutting board with hot soapy water before you actually use any, cut anything else there. Of course, after using the bathroom, after coughing, sneezing, blowing your nose, or caring for someone who is ill. So, you know, if your children are sick, if, you know, and you're wiping their nose and, you know, cleaning up after them, be sure you wash your hands. That will prevent you from possibly getting sick as well. After taking out the garbage.
Uh-oh. That's my assignment. Oh, boy. I've been derelict on that one.
After petting animals, when visiting someone who's sick, and whenever your hands look or feel dirty, you should wash your hands.
All right, now, so. I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, but one of the things is we're going to explain. I know we're on radio and we can't visualize how to wash your hands, but a couple of things to always remember the proper way of washing your hands, okay? Oh, I know how to wash my hands, but what you're supposed to do first, wet your hands.
Right,
even if
water.
It's a liquid soap, you wet your hands because when you take the liquid soap, it will spread a lot better. Lather your hands good and make sure that you get, don't forget, under the nails and in between the fingers. You scrub your hands for about 20 seconds. How long is 20 seconds? They say it, hum happy birthday, two verses of happy birthday, and that should be enough time. Always remember, don't think the harder you scrub, the better it is, because what can happen is too much scrubbing can cause dermatitis, and you don't want dermatitis because that's a break in the skin integrity. Remember, your skin is your first line of defense. When you start breaking your skin down, you're more susceptible to infection. Rinse your hands well under running water, and then dry your hands, and if you're in a bathroom or something like that, use the same paper towel to shut off the water and also when you're leaving the door.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that, that they have to make sure when they're turning off the faucet that they use some kind of piece of paper towel or something because now they're recontaminating
their
hands if they don't like use the paper towel. So
I tend to also open the door with a paper towel.
Me too.
Yeah. I remember on the cruise ships, they used to have a little dispenser right there which had the.
They have a little dispenser for you to get a paper towel
so then you
to open the door and then a little waste basket outside the door
They should do that in more restaurants.
I think it's,
I don't really see that.
It makes a difference, I bet, especially on when you talk about cruise ships and the problems they have with infection and viruses, infection.
The norovirus,
norovirus is always prevalent because of the number of people and the number of possible cross contaminations. So.
Well, isn't that wonderful? May 5th, and we have our program of Health Matters. We couldn't, as I said, this was scheduled before we knew what's going to be. So that'll be good. One more thing before we get started, always follow us on Facebook, okay? I have to ask Andrew how many more people we have on Facebook, but I think it's well over 2,000, and I think that's very good. And, you know, we post our different radio shows that have been there, as well as, we have different things. What was the last thing about drinking water, the importance of drinking water?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a regular thing. It's a fun website to go, but please make friends with us.
Because it always has a good tidbit of information every day is there just to make you think a little bit.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with today's show, okay? Our guest today is Margaret and Pat Arnady, and as I said before, Margaret is the president of A&T Healthcare, and what she was going to be talking about, we do have like the theme of Mother's Day, she's going to be talking about her mother, Toni Babington, talking about how she started A&T Healthcare. It's a very interesting story, and as I said earlier in the program, is that she not only was a visionary, but she really was a pioneer, because home healthcare is so important as far as the paradigm. The health delivery system paradigm, everything's shifting towards the home health care, being in the home. I know I shared my experience when I had my knee replacement that they discharged me after 2 days on Friday because they knew A&T was going to be there on Saturday morning with the physical therapist and a nurse, so that was good. But also we're going to be talking a little bit also about it's also National Nurse Recognition Week, okay?
Starts tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow, and we want to be honoring our dedicated staff and all the fine work that they're doing at A&T Healthcare. Okay, so having said that, Margaret, why don't you just tell us a little bit about A&T and just the story about I think the first question that I had for you was that what was your mother's first profession? What was her first profession? I know it wasn't nursing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't nursing. My mother, when she first started her career, she was an assistant buyer for Gimbel's in the city. So she was buying clothes and she was stocking up the floors, with all the different children's clothes. And my parents ended up getting married and moving to Rockland County. And then they decided that they were going to have a family, talk about Mother's Day. So my mother felt that she wanted to be in Rockland County. She couldn't be traveling really to the city. It would be difficult for her. So she decided to go back and become a nurse. because she figured that would be a career like many of our nurses have that's flexible with the hours, and she could be home during the day and work an evening shift or a night shift. So she decided to go back to nursing school. And even though during that time her mother was trying to encourage her to stay home and just be a stay-at-home mom, found that she had to pay the bills, which most
which most of us do. Still.
Most moms have to pay their bills and help the dads these days, especially, you know, pay their bills. So she went back to school at night, and she earned her nursing degree at RCC.
Rockland Community College, yes, yes.
Yeah, and it's it became, you know, she met a woman there who was also a nurse going to school. And they decided, you know, once they started working as nurses, they had become very close. And they decided, my mother felt that it was very important for people. I think I had told this story on one of the other shows. She saw patients. She had many patients when she was working at Summit Park, where Anne used to work also. And you too, Peter,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
She found that there were a lot of, you know, patients to one nurse. So she couldn't really be sitting with the patient if the person was, you know, on the imminent verge of dying. Mm-hmm. And she felt, oh, you know, wouldn't it be good if this person could stay at home and die at home and have one-on-one care? So she talked to her friend, and they decided that they were going to open, you know, A&T. And it just, it started off from there. But it was basically, you know, her interest in getting into a career that was going to accommodate her being a working mom,
right.
Had her choose nursing in the first place, which I think a shout out to all of our nurses that work for us. We have so many nurses that work, you know, different shifts, you know, during the day or during the evening so that they can accommodate their children's schedule. You know, they don't want to.
And you're listening to Health Matters. When we come back, Margaret and Pat Onady will be telling us more about the start of A&T Healthcare. You listen to Health Matters.
A&T Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home health aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. A&T Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Rob Loferese. Tune into my show Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and ask Rob for the right advice on how to buy or sell your car or home and keep more money in your pocket right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
And I'm feeling all right.
Oh.
Welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And we have a full house here. Joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Feller, the Regional Director of Patient Care Services at A&T Healthcare. And we have the President of A&T Healthcare, Margaret Onady, along with her husband, Pat Onady, one of our vice presidents. We're hearing the story about the genesis of A&T Healthcare, about Tony Babington. As we know, it's Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's also Nurse Recognition Week. So we really have two things going on at one time. And we're just talking about how your mother, Margaret, had you know, changed professions. She became a nurse. How long had she been working as a nurse before she decided, hey, let me start a company, a home healthcare agency?
That is a very good question, Peter. And I don't know if I definitely know the answer to that. In 1984, she started the business. So I remember I was just about graduating from high school at that time. So I remember when I got my license, and I was still driving her to the health complex at that point.
And you and Pat were dating at that time, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we were. But I think right before that she had become a nurse, she was working at the health complex for a little while. And then she was working two jobs. So she was starting the business at the same time she was working at the health complex. And then she finally decided that the business was doing so well that she had to end up retiring or leaving the health complex and, you know, dedicating herself to A&T because it was just growing like in leaps and bounds. Wow. And she really loved people. So she started taking care of some of the patients that we had. When we first got the cases, she took care of them herself until we got the staff that we recruited. And many of the nurses that she worked with at the health complex ended up coming and working for us. And many of the aides, too. Mm-hmm. I was just telling that story to someone the other day. It was so interesting that many of the people that she worked with ended up coming and working with us, like different shifts. Mm-hmm. And it really worked out well because she knew the quality of care that they were giving the people. Right. So it worked out really
and
well.
And I remember I was part of that, Margaret. I became a nurse in 1983, and I think probably around – I bet you I was working in 1985 for A&T. Someone who had been working there said, listen, there's a home care agency. I was already working full-time, but, gee, there's something available like on a Saturday or something. They're always looking for someone. So I remember I went there. I interviewed with your mother, and then I was hired. And I know I did that for maybe like 2 or 3 years, you know, working you know, on the weekends for A&T Healthcare. And I, just to show you your connection with it, I remember I would call you up on the first of the month, or you would call me up and said, Peter, what are you available for the month of June? And I'd say, every Saturday, 7 to 11, the patient was there. And it's funny, the patient who I was taking care of, I see his brother at Retro Fitness. And I remember he was looking at me and for like 2 weeks, was looking. And I said, excuse me, do I know you? Are you Peter from, oh yeah, Peter. And then all that stuff. So now I see him on a regular basis and all that other stuff. Yeah. You always remember me taking care of his brother.
You have connection with the family as well.
Right.
It was a child that you took care of.
Yes,
correct?
Yes. Very and young, yes.
And, very young child. And his brother, who was also young at the time, remembered you and caring for his brother.
Right.
You know, you do bond with the family.
See, I was working at Montefiore at that time and then also with A&T, and it would be like the whole day. I was here the whole day from 7 to 11. And,
well, that was one of the things that I wanted to mention on today's show also is the special mothers that we have out there of the patients that we take care of. I know a lot of times on the show we talk on Health Matters about the elderly patients that we take care of.
Yes, yes.
But we take care of many, many pediatric patients, patients who are on ventilators, patients who, without the help of their nurse, like Peter was in that case, they wouldn't be able to be home with their brothers and sisters and their families. And, you know, it makes a really big difference. A lot of the kids that the nurses have taken care of end up going to school with their nurse or ending up taking them to Disney World and different things because they have that nursing support behind them. One little girl that we took care of, she was in a car accident and she had the same injury as Christopher Reeves. And she was ventilator dependent and she ended up being able to come home and stay home. And she went through high school and then she started going to college because the nurses were able to go with her. So, I mean, it's an amazing thing. But the parents and especially the mothers and the fathers of the children that we take care of, there is a special kind of mother because all mothers are dedicated to their children give their, you know, their all for their children. But these mothers especially, there's so much care that goes into it when you have a child who's ill. It's very, very important to recognize all the mothers out there. We have another mother who we just, unfortunately, her son recently passed away. But she took care of him. His prognosis was very, you know, unsure because it was such a rare condition that he suffered from. And many of the doctors thought that he wouldn't even live past, I don't know, 5 years old. And he ended up living to 21 years old.
Oh, that's
yes. It's an amazing story. But what a super mom. She dedicated her life to her son, and it was amazing. So, and all the nurses, too, the wonderful nurses that have taken care of these patients, they all have to be recognized on Nurse Recognition and also Mother's Day.
That's right. So we're doing it both. I really have to say that really it's an amazing story. What you just said is that how your mother saw a scenario. So, gee, wouldn't there be something better than that? I know a lot of times when people go into – please, I'm always encouraging people to go into the profession of nursing, okay? And Ann and I were also graduates of RCC. But a lot of times they say, I want to go into nursing because I want to be with a patient. I want to be at the bedside taking care of them. And sometimes what happens is that because of the technology, you want to do all this documentation necessary. A lot of times you're not able to do all that you possibly can. And that's why there's that delicate balancing act. But it was just something that your mother saw that particular scenario, almost like this is like a niche, because they really didn't have home care agencies back then. Like, it was just, did she have like a family meeting, high family meeting?
Well, this is what I want to do. What had happened is she actually, she was on a boat with one of my brother's friends, fathers, who was a dentist. And she said, oh, you know, I don't really have that much money, but I have this idea. And I think I want to start this home care agency. I feel like there's such a need. You know, I want to help people. That's why she switched, I think, from, you know, the Gimbels, working at Gimbels and doing like being a buyer, to going into the nursing field, because she felt like she wanted to go into a field where there was more caring and she would take care of people. So she felt it was so, you know, important. But she wasn't sure because she really didn't have like a lot of money. And she said, oh, I'm risking, you know, what I can for my children and my family. Should I do it?
Yeah,
but she ended up like taking a chance. He said to her, go for it. So what? You lose it. And then the rest was history. It was amazing that it...
And the story continues.
Yeah.
And also, I remember your mother was honored in the Pinnacle Award from the Rockland Business Association.
She was the first woman-owned business in Rockland that was honored for that.
I saw Vinnie Abbatecola, you know, from Abbey Ice, and we saw him at the event on Sunday. And I remember I joked with him. I said, every time I would go to Tony's office, I'd see your picture, because he had the picture right in the office. I look over. So I used to see every morning whenever Tony called me to speak to me or something like that. So he said, oh, he laughed about it. But he knew everyone. Howard Hillman, he knew all the six people that were in that picture. I said, oh, that was very amazing. Yeah.
We also would love to hear from our listeners if there are any stories of wonderful nurses out there. We'd love to hear a story if someone would like to call in and tell, because nurses have affected so many people's lives that we would love to hear stories. We'd like to give out, you know, even a gift certificate to
someone
who has a story of a nurse that they'd like to honor.
Yeah, please. So if you're listening, as I said, the phone number is 845-651-1110. That's 651-1110. If you have a story that you'd like to share with the listening audience of Health Matters, of some nurse that had cared for you, we have a nice gift card for you. Let's write a nice gift card just to celebrate Nurse Recognition Week. Okay. Let me ask you this question, Margaret. I know how it started expanding. What was the first office that was expanded after the new city office? Was it the Newburgh?
It was the Newburgh office, because what was happening is many of the people that were working for us had family members that lived in Orange County. So they wanted us to service Orange County. So they said, oh, you have to start open an office in Orange County. So it just progressed from families and people that knew people wanted care in another area that we didn't service. So we ended up doing that. And then we also started the office in New Jersey after that. Kingston, we were approached by one of our big contracts, and they have an office there, Empire Plan. And they needed service in that area. So they had asked us, oh, you have to open an office in our area also. So it just grew out of word of mouth. It really was really...
And I think it's important, and I do stress it, that A&T Healthcare, it's not a franchise. People you're a franchise, and it's not. It's owned and operated home care. Pat, how has it been... with Margaret about it, all the... Like, you've seen the genesis. I know I joked about it, but your high school... high school romance, and then you've really seen that transition. Do you have any comment on how it was, and how I shared with you how I interacted with Margaret at the earlier days when I was first?
Well, you're putting Pat on the spot.
Pat's good. He loves to talk. Pat loves to talk.
Well, I remember the very first office we were in, and he shared an office with an
We had like a one-room.
It was one-room.
It was so small. And myself and Jeannie, who actually works in our Kingston office now, we used to do the payroll, but this is how antiquated it was. There were no computers, so we used to look up the payroll in little books. So if someone made $100, we had to look up what the taxes were. So, like, we've definitely advanced.
It's come a long, long way. Huh. Thank goodness you're not doing that now, because there's so many more employees.
Yeah, that would be a little difficult. But my mother kept saying, oh, you have to go to the computer. You know, and I'm like, no, I can do this. Don't worry.
Yes, yes.
She was right, though. She was always right.
Well,
mothers are always right,
right? Listen to your mother. And because she was a visionary, she knew the computer was the way it was going. So,
the future.
Yes,
now we have to look
at the future.
Electronic records. Now nurses are going away from that. Nurses are going away from just regular charting, and they're going onto the computer.
I saw my doctor the other day. Comes walking. Where's my chart? It's his laptop. That's what he has. Laptop right here. And he's just putting it down. And the thing that's so good about it is that, you know, you have blood work from one doctor, and he has that information also. So, I said, you need, I already had it. It was done. Right. It was so-and-so ordered it. And
just as an aside, the electronic medical record is helping so much because people go to many different doctors. You know, you go to your cardiologist, you go to your urologist, you go to your regular primary physician. They're all ordering different things, and it is a great way to combine all that and scrub it so that you're not getting two of the same medications from different doctors.
Right.
It's very important in the healthcare, you know, system. So
sharing all that information.
Sharing of information about caring for someone is paramount, and I know it's been resisted in a lot of ways, but it is definitely, you know, helping to plan care and treat people.
The nursing field, the technology is
just amazing.
It really is.
And that's, you know, it is in the sense that someone, that a patient that's home now, 20 years ago, that would be unheard of. Oh, no, this has to be in the hospital setting and that sort of stuff.
Right, the things we do now are almost like being in an ICU unit where you have ventilators.
We absolutely have patients that most likely would be in a facility of some sort. And they're able to receive this care at home and stay at home for 20 years as a child.
It's an amazing story, and it's true.
And even the older adults and the elderly that we have several patients that are over 100 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just
more and
amazing.
More. You see more and more.
Every time someone turns 100, it's like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. And we're helping them to stay in their home and be with their family, their pets. Many of our older patients have pets, cats, and dogs. It's just amazing. And the care that we're giving is what they – more than what they would receive in a facility.
They're able to stay in their own environment, and then they can still keep that family bond, which is really, really important also.
Okay, you're listening to Health Matters. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the nurses and the wonderful work that they are doing. You're listening to Health Matters.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone. Join me every Thursday at 12:30 for the Dan Castricone Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls, have exciting guests, talk about current events, maybe a little politics. Thursdays at 12:30 on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools, Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
Cloudy and cool today with some periods of light rain and drizzle, or high in the low to mid-50s. It'll be breezy. Tonight, cloudy and cool with periods of light rain and drizzle, low to mid-40s. Tomorrow, look for clouds, drizzle, some light rain. Then a steadier rain in the afternoon. Look for a high in the mid-50s. Showers likely tomorrow night. We go back in the 40s. And clouds and some showers linger Saturday. Highs right around 60. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ, feeling all right.
Feeling all right. Feeling all right with Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller, the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. We have my wife, Ann Feller, the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare, along with Pat and Margaret Onady, President and Vice President of A&T Healthcare. You know, I always at this time, I usually ask our guest, do you like that song, Feeling All Right? But I already know you do. I know you already do.
We love
so
it.
I just feel so good whenever I hear that song.
I think
song.
I'm starting to, like, know all the words.
Yes, you're right. I didn't know the words, but I know them now.
You know, we're talking about home health care. We just want to remind our listening audience, if anyone would like to share a story of a nurse in honor of Nurse Recognition Week, if you want to share a story of some nurse who took care of you, please give us a call at 845-651-1110. We have a nice gift card for you that you would receive, okay?
Or if you want to share us a story about your mom who's a nurse, would be. I mean, at this point, I would like to say something about my mother. I'm just so amazed now being a mother and realizing what my mother did do, working, raising a family, being an awesome mother. She would come home after working, you know, 12 hours, and she would cook, like, the most awesome meal. And I'm not a good cook, but I wish I took after her that way. And we're trying so hard to continue her legacy, because what she created, it's awesome to me. And I was so blessed to have her in my life, being my mother and my friend. It was amazing the things she thought of with this business and the amount of people that we've been able to help through the years. Mm-hmm. It really is truly, you know, inspirational to me. And I just hope that I can do as good a job as she did, yeah, continuing on with the business, because we affect many, many lives, not only the patients that we take care of, but the families, because people are able to stay, you know, in the home. And you know, you have your parents also, like the sandwich generation was talking about one of the other shows.
Sure. Dr. You know, Johnson, yes.
Being a mother, you're trying to take care of your kids and you're driving them all over the place. You bring them to their sports activities. You're watching over their homework. But then you also have your parents in many cases, mm-hmm, that you're trying to take care of, and you're trying to go shopping for them because they can't drive anymore.
Take them to doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm. And it's really
arrange things.
It's amazing. But it's just so, you know, unbelievable that she was able to juggle all those things at one time. That I don't really honestly know how she did it.
You know, and also, like we talked about, the sandwich generation, that is a term that you can find in the Webster's Dictionary, okay? And then that's really what we were explaining. You know, Mark, one of the things about your mother that I'm amazed at is that out of all the employees that A&T have, if someone walked into her office, right away she would know their name. Not only would she know their name, she would know their husband's name, the name of their dog, if they had a goldfish or something like that. How's Goldie doing? But that's how it is. Like, she really treating your employees, you know, that's very important for a organization to go well, is how you treat your employees. I know our mantra is, you know, we treat our patients like family. But also, it's the people that are doing it that are treated so nicely.
Yeah, well, many of the people that work for us, some of them come, you know, from foreign countries, and they end up coming to the United States to work here so that they're able to send back money to their families. Mm-hmm. They, you know, sacrifice being with their families sometimes. So they're able to make money here and send it back, because a lot of them in the countries where they live, they live in poverty. So they're trying to make a better life for their children. And many of them, when my mother passed away, came to her funeral and said, we were here in the country by ourselves, and she was like our mother. Yeah. We were lucky that we had her. We always felt like a warm feeling when we came into the office. She would give us food. She'd know our children's name and everything. Mm-hmm. And they all, you know, said that to me. I miss her so much because she was like my mother. So we really, really, you know, she was very dedicated to our employees also. So she had a bigger family. She was just a bigger.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the home health aides had come in and was telling this story how when she would come into the office, if your mother was eating lunch, she would say, sit down and have lunch with me. Here, I'll share some food. I mean, because it was like your home. Yeah. Like if somebody came into your home, you would share food with them.
Right, right.
She treated them like her family.
And she was able to train a lot of them, Peter. And now Peter's continuing that tradition with the training.
I take it very seriously. I really do. And I always joke about that. And they still hear my joke is that you talk about George Foreman, that he had the George Foreman grill when he used to have the infomercials. And he would say, my signature is on that. And if it wasn't good, I wouldn't do that. So I say to my students, I said, you know, I have to sign a letter to the state vouching for you that you were competent, you had professionalism, and you completed. And I'm very serious about putting my name down on something. So I always joke that when you leave my classroom, on the back of your shirt, it says, trained by Peter, you know, like that.
So well, that's what was really important, too, to some of them. They came to the country, and they were looking for something to do. And they wanted to care for people, but they wanted to do it the right way. So they came, and then they were trained by our agency because we felt the training was so important. Mm-hmm. That we wanted to make sure that there was quality care out there, given out there. So they were giving them the opportunity to work, but we were also teaching them how to do it properly. So many of them, like, were thanking us for, you know, putting that training in place. Other agencies, home care agencies, don't train their own people, but we do because we feel that the quality of care is so important. Mm-hmm. And then my mother also felt like it was so important to encourage the people that worked as home health aides to continue their education because they were so caring that they should go to school and become LPNs. And then once they got their LPN, a lot of them went on for their RN. And now the Nurse Recognition Day, which is going to – in Rockland County, there's a big celebration for that. We actually – they had named a scholarship in my mother's honor, which we were very, very proud of because she pushed, you know, the education and she – wanted people to continue to be, you know, grow in their field. So it really became an excellent thing. We also work with the BOCES in Rockland County give a scholarship to a student her honor. So, you know, nursing is such an important career and we're so proud of all our nurses and we want to thank everybody this week, next week for Nurses Week. And Peter actually was nominated for an award at next week's ceremony with Nurse Recognition. So we're proud to announce that over the air Peter was nominated. And hopefully he'll win the award.
I've already won the award just being nominated, okay? I want to steal something from Jack Benny, although I'm really aging myself. I'm sorry, I don't relevant. But I have to say I don't deserve it. But then again, I have arthritic knees and stuff, and I don't deserve that either. But I'm very happy. And I'm just very touched by it. I saw it, and I just got it yesterday in the mail, and it was it was very nice. And I've won already. I'm not. That's all. I'm just happy just to be nominated. Is good enough. Could I tell a funny story again? Talking about nurse recognition, we went to one of the events a couple of years ago. I ran into one of my former nursing instructors from RCC, and I remember I said to them, I said, oh, hi, how are you? Do you remember me and stuff? And she said, no, I don't remember you. I didn't think, she said, I don't remember you at all. Yeah, okay. So I didn't feel bad because I always thought that teachers have been teaching for a long time. They only remember the absolute smartest or the absolute worst, so I figured I was somewhere in between. So I didn't worry about it. Anyway, I ran into her the next year at the RCC nurse recognition event that they were having. And your mother and Joan Sherman, the three of us went up there. So then sure enough, I run into my same instructor, and she remembered them talking. And she goes, oh, yeah, and you're still with A&T Healthcare. Yeah, that's right. And then she knew Tony. And then she goes, Tony, and Tony, you're still with A&T Healthcare. So I was a gentleman. I'm always a gentleman, okay? But I kind of eased over to her. I said, just want you to know that Tony is the T in A&T, and she's not going anywhere, okay? So, but your mother just laughed at it. She just kind of all that other stuff.
She wouldn't correct.
She would do anything. It didn't matter. She could be the president. She would empty the garbage pails, or she would clean the toilets, or whatever you needed to do in the office. She was... She was not, worried about if it was a title, any titles. Right.
Right, right. That's how it was. But, I just know that, it's always very important with the employees that are working that, you feel welcome. You go over, but as I did say that, is that being able to know the people's names, and even like 10 years later, they'd call up. I remember one friend of mine who called up and said, and even Tom remembered, yes, like that, and that sort of stuff. And you'd be surprised with Google about with the internet, but someone was able to locate me. So, you're working for A&T? And I said, I did this, and sure enough, your name came up, and then she was able to call me from A&T Healthcare, and I was giving her some information and things like that. But it was a long time employee from many years ago. But I know Tom remembered. I think you did also, Sheila.
What's really interesting is a bunch of our employees now, their families are coming to work for us now. Their children, it's a long time we've been in business, 32 years. So now their children are old enough to work for us. So now they're coming to work. So that's a really big accomplishment for us. Is that they're sending their children to work for us. Because, face it, a mother always protects her children. So she's not going to send the person to work for us unless she was very happy working there. So that's a good thing.
They always say that, right, Anne? Maybe it's not fair, but they always say that a lot of times you spend more time at work than you do with your family, okay? But anyway,
I agree with that.
You can think about that. Like,
it's usually you don't your best hours of the day.
Right. And you're sleeping and all that stuff. And I just feel that that's always important. You have to like the environment. But I know, Pat, going back to you, you've been a part of this whole thing as far as the expansion and as far as like your particular role at A&T Healthcare. And I know that you're very much a part of it.
Well, I started out actually working for a medical equipment company.
Yeah.
And I used to deliver all the stuff to the patients' homes. So I started seeing it from that side. And I was bouncing around a lot because back then our area was Rockland County, Orange County, Westchester County, Fairfield County.
Mm-hmm.
And
Connecticut. Yeah,
Fairfield County, Connecticut. And, you could have a stop in Westchester County and then one in Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're running all over the place. And when I was working for this one company and then all of a sudden I said, I can't do this anymore. I was down in New Jersey and, now you're in New York City. You were going to Staten Island.
Right, right.
And I talked to Margaret and her mother and she said, we have this office in Newburgh. Why don't you go up there? So I said, okay.
One thing I must say, and you got to give a shout out. My father always says, remember, remember your father on Mother's Day. If it wasn't for your father,
your mother wouldn't be your mother.
So remember your father on Mother's
Day.
So I just need to give a shout out.
Like an Abbott Costello.
I need to give a shout out to my father, who maybe might be listening, and also to Pat, because my mother always said, without having a strong man behind her, there's no way that she could have started the business. And the same thing with me. When Pat and I, we were married for 10 years, but I was like a workaholic. I was working for my mother because I loved it. It was so interesting. He said to me, all right, we're going to have our family and you're more dedicated to your job. So he was willing to be a stay-at-home dad, which many people, when we go to parent-teacher conferences, they'll say, what do you do? Are you a cop or something? Because, you're always around picking the kids up. And he says, no, I'm a stay-at-home dad. So we were able to do that because I wouldn't have been able to accomplish what my mother and I accomplished without my husband and without my father being so supportive. So it was really important.
Father's Day is in June. You're listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, we'll continue the story of A&T Healthcare. You're listening to Health Matters.
A&T Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home healthcare aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. A&T Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. A&C Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric, high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. A&C Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, A&C Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Lorraine on the Tuesday Roundtable. We're going to talk about things that affect you here in Orange County. This show is going to continue to be your forum for that discussion. So don't forget Tuesdays, 9 a.m. here on WTBQ, 1110 a.m. and 93.5 FM.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, Director of Education, A&T Healthcare, and we have everyone whose name I mentioned is from A&T Healthcare. Just to move it along. I mean, the time's going so quick. I have my wife, Ann Fella. We have Pat and Margaret Onley. Everyone here is from A&T Healthcare. I just want to do an update. This is the beauty of,
cell phones
and technology. That's the word. Thank you very much. This is where it's
going.
We have over 35 followers on Facebook. Okay, 3,500. Oh, my God. 3,500. 3,500.
Hey, we probably started with 35.
I think I said 3,500 followers on Facebook, and we want to keep going. We want that number to keep rising and rising. Margaret, could you tell us how big is A&T? How many employees? Can you give like a guesstimate and stuff like that? Interested how you said how it started. The genesis of A&T is that when you had your first case, your mother took care of that patient. Okay, that's how we started. You got to start somewhere,
right?
And then where it is now? I know we've mentioned all the offices that we have and that
now
sort of stuff.
I think this year that just passed, the number of people that work for us in the year was about 950 people that have worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
W-2s, that's the way we can count how many people work. So it's definitely grown. If you do a good job and you love what you do,
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. I tell my children all the time, make sure you find something that you have a passion for, because if you have a passion for what you do, it's just something that'll be natural. Like you said before, you spend like 8 hours, 9 hours a day at work. So mm-hmm. if you don't like it and you dread doing it, mm-hmm. it's just not something that, but my mother had such a passion for what she did and excuse me, the people that she took care of, it was amazing. Like even when she got sick, she was working up until the last possible minute, the last week before she died, she was working.
I remember.
Because she just loved what she did. She just cared so much about the business and the people that work for us and the patients that she truly, couldn't get away from it because she loved it so much. I think my mother would have continued to work if she didn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would have worked all her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it really was, like a calling for her. Caring for people and making such a profound effect in people's lives.
Yeah.
People can't, without home care, in a lot of instances, it's really difficult for someone to manage their families and manage, their children and their grandchildren, like we were saying before. And now there's four generations a lot of times. So there's grandparents mm-hmm. that are taking care of their grandchildren. One of the nurses that just recently semi-retired, she babysits sometimes, and then she works
sometimes
for us sometimes. So mm-hmm. it's really important. There's a lot of amazing mothers out there, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of different ways that they handle it, whether they work full-time and their husbands stay-at-home dads, mm-hmm. or whether they work part-time when their husbands are home watching their children. It's amazing. The nurses that work for us, what's so nice about home care is you can actually plan your schedule. If you want to work a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours a day, you can do that. Or you can work a 12-hour shift on the weekend
so that you can
do it on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice. And that's one of the reasons why my mother went into nursing in the first place, because she felt like it was a career that could give you a flexible option. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like working in an office where, you have set hours. Yeah. With the nursing staffing, there's a flexibility there. So it's right. very important.
Yeah, and because nursing is generally a 24-hour profession, mm-hmm. there's hours at all different times of the day. So it's very flexible for nurses to adjust their schedule or have their schedule adjusted for their life.
I think also it's just the nursing profession and mothering in general, that caring, compassionate side, it goes together.
It goes
it really
hand
does.
In hand.
It does.
It's very evident.
No, I know, and even we read about, like, you know, what are things that you have to remember as far as picking a good home health care agency, and one of the first thing that usually pops up is that you have availability 24 hours a day, that there's someone on call. And I remember in the early days, we always had that. That was always something that when I worked, as I said, I worked on the weekend, and it was like from 7 to 11, but there was always someone there. If there was some question, some problem, there was always a nurse. So we were doing this way before anything else. But that was the important thing mm-hmm. to remember, is that, you know, the person working has to be the eyes and ears, and if there is a problem, there's always another person that you can talk to, and you can just go over any of the details that may be happening at that particular moment.
Oh, I have a little poem that one of the women in our office actually posted on Instagram that I thought was interesting and went along with our theme today. It said, "Before I was a mother, I never tripped over toys or forgot words to a lullaby. I didn't worry whether or not my plants were poisonous. I never thought about immunizations. Before I was a mom, I had never been puked on, chewed on, peed on. I had complete control of my mind and my thoughts. I slept all night before I was a mom. I never held down a screaming child so doctors could do tests or give shots. I never looked into teary eyes and cried. I never got gloriously happy over a simple grin. I never sat up late hours at night watching a baby sleep. But before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put him down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much. I never knew that I could love someone so much. I never knew I would love being a mom. Before I was a mom, I didn't know the feeling of having my heart outside my body." And it's so true. I love that.
Yes,
I saw that and I said, I want to bring it to the show and I want to read it. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going through now. My daughter's going to be going away to college and it's going to be tough. I was driving up here saying to Pat, oh my gosh, my heart, it's going to be really hard. There's going to be like a missing piece
that's
when they
right.
go away. And even though she's so close, she's only going to Fordham. It's like, wow, like what's going to happen?
I mean,
to caring
what's
for
it gonna
this
be like?
Child. And
right.
now she's going to be.
And she's not going to be there.
For all the mothers out there, I definitely feel you're, you know, going through what you had to go through when you went to college, everyone was like, oh, yeah, you look at their room and then they're not there and you're crying. And
I know. We've had Jacqueline on our show. We're going to have her back on again.
We should have her before she goes off.
Before she goes off, which she has. I'm looking at the time. It's going so quickly. Margaret, would you like to say any parting words and stuff? Or just wish everyone a happy nurse recognition? And
Everybody out there, we wanted to wish them a happy nurse recognition, a happy Mother's Day. And we want to thank all the nurses that work for us and the aides that work for us who are nurses and who aren't, you know, I mean, who are mothers, that, you know, to have a happy Mother's Day and a great nurse recognition week.
Yeah,
that's great. I know even Taylor, you know, this morning was saying a lot of times that what happens is the doctor, you only see the doctor for a few minutes, but it's the nurse that's always there, and the nurse is the one that has to relay the information to the doctor, and that's really how things, that's really how it is. But the idea mm-hmm. is that the number of patients and doctors that you have becomes like very daunting and all that stuff. But it is a wonderful career. There aren't many men in this field. I'm sorry. I think it's at 9%. When I was in there, it was only 5%. So it's tweaked up to about 9%, but not many men have gone into
it
this field.
It hasn't grown, and nursing is a wonderful profession, and it is a career, and I'm surprised that there's not as many men, but it takes a special person to be a nurse too.
Yeah.
And not that men aren't special, but being a mom, I think, helps too.
Well, I definitely, if my mother's listening right now and I, you know, feel like sometimes, yes, she's watching over, I think she's always with us, and I just want her to know how much I thank her for everything she did in my life and how she created this business and how she affected so many lives. It really, I was truly blessed to have the most wonderful mother in the world. So I'm really proud of that. And I miss her. Every Mother's Day.
You're following the footsteps, really. The employees are treated so wonderful, and it's a great organization to work with. I think we're out of time now, but Margaret, thank you so much. Pat, thank you so much.
And Carol and Tom and
Carol
their families
and Tom,
as well.
Till
thank
next
you
week.
For letting me share her story and for honoring her today on Mother's Day.
I'm always thinking.
Thanks, Peter.
Listen, to you, to all your family and friends, see you all the best. We'll see you next week, okay? Thank you for listening to Health Matters.